When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
It's time for the Bits and Pieces Podcast. Featuring your hosts, Jessica Goldsman, Jessica Hooker, Jason Hossett, and Willie Griswold.
Thank you, Dino. Welcome to Bits and Pieces, the podcast that revisits our favorite Bob and Tom Show comedy bits. Today, we are talking about old people.
Yay!
I'm going to be hanging out with my grandma later this week.
I'm so jealous of you and your grandmother's relationship.
It's fun. It's cute.
Yeah.
It's cute. We go to the farmer's market. She picks out peaches. She tells me, do you want to hear the cutest thing she ever said? So this is how you tell if it's a good peach. You want to smell it. And if it smells like a peach, you get it.
Brilliant.
If it smells like a peach, but she was like, you know what I mean. Like, right. If you can smell it right away.
Right.
If there's no posing, if there's no kind of like cardboard, if it smells like a peach, you're good to go.
Yeah.
All those years of wisdom. And she knows a good one. I'd follow her around and whatever she picks is going to be good.
That's true.
I just want to ask her, like, so what movie did you like back in 1939? It was Gone with the Wind, right? Clark Gable, what a stud. Who else did you like? Gary Cooper?
Are you an old lady on the inside?
I totally am.
Yeah? You like old-timey movies and...
I love... Oh.
If
the
she
silver
was...
Silver screen, my favorite. On my birthday, we went to see Gone with the Wind at a movie theater, and I brought the median age down to probably 50.
Sure.
With me being there. Mm-hmm. And in line for the bathroom with all the old ladies... Someone said something, and I just was like, oh, Clark Gable and blah, blah, blah. And they're like, and what about him in Red Dust with Jean Harlow? And they were just like, oh, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, yes, these are my people.
if she was Marty McFly, she would take the DeLorean back to about mid-30s, maybe?
Oh, yeah, probably.
Yeah. And she wouldn't come back. That's the thing. You would just stay.
Well, I'd be like, you guys, there's no air conditioning. It sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, AC would really take it out. I mean, the earliest I could time travel, I guess mid-70s.
Yeah.
Is that when central AC really kicks in pretty seriously?
I love the heat, so I'm not the person to talk to.
Really?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
We were just talking off mic about how we're all excited about fall.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wearing a hoodie. It's day one of fall. You're wearing a sweater.
Yeah.
You said that you didn't take your stuff out of storage yet. You wanted to get some new layers, if you will.
It was not necessarily for fall. It was more for serotonin.
Got it. Cool. Yeah. So you're just like, I'm going to buy something
to
like feel
something.
I'm just
going to spend some money.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. But it is fun when you get to unpack your fall stuff and you're like, oh, I forgot about this and this will be fun and this is cute and... Yeah. So
do you unpack fall stuff?
I have the only thing that I really put away are like winter boots. I have like one or two pairs. I have a big winter jacket, but most of my stuff is just on the side of my closet that I can't really get to. You know, I just kind of shove it away.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Here's mine. Here's my summer stuff. This is visual.
Yeah.
Right here. Here's my winter stuff. It's right here.
They're two boxes the same size.
Yeah, they're right there. They're
okay.
If I had organization and storage skills, I would absolutely do that because it's like, hey, I want more room. I don't want to like cram everything in because I'm a crammer.
Okay.
And all the shoes are just piled up at the bottom.
I might isolate that little.
I'm a crammer.
No, so we have... we had a fourth bedroom in my house that we turned into like an open space upstairs, and it had a closet. Well, I walled off that closet and put the opening in my bedroom. So in the master bedroom, there is another closet with just shelves and shelves and shelves. And we have very small closets in my house. And so we have to switch out. So I pack all the kids' stuff up.
Gotcha.
And we put all of our stuff on these shelves. And then in each season, every two seasons, you know, the warm seasons and the cold seasons. But yeah, switch it out. Yeah.
I remember when I was a kid, we'd, so pathetic, summer stuff would go to the basement in cardboard boxes, most likely an Avon cardboard box.
Yeah.
And then you pull it out for the next summer and it's like, let's try on everything and see if it still fits. And of course, nothing does. And I'm like, why are we still this has happened 2 years in a row, Mom. I think I'm only like 9.
Right.
Yeah. I bet next year I'll be bigger. Yeah. But it's all the stuff. Couldn't get rid of it. It's like, well, you might need it.
You might need it. Yeah. We're hoarders. Yeah.
Mom, I'm not playing this game anymore.
I'm no longer a 6 in whatever it is. That range.
I'm not a 4T.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh my gosh. I remember being like a 14R in juniors or something. I'm like, that was awesome.
What's all? Oh, regular. Sorry. Oh, I thought, no. Wow, that's way down the list.
I was like a 12 Husky for a long time.
That's right.
I usually dress like a boy. I'm like wearing Fila and Adidas shorts with my new baggy t-shirt that I still wear to bed because it's big.
It said Husky?
Well, I was a shape and I needed to wear boys jeans for a little while. Like, I don't know if my head's in the space to go down this road. Right.
I'm going to a wedding this weekend and I needed a new undershirt, you know, nice button up shirt.
Okay.
And cause the ones I had were kind of yellowy, whatever, because I hadn't worn them in a while. And there are 4 different like frames for men. There's
fit.
Regular,
mm-hmm.
and then there's maybe bigger, whatever that was. And then there was slim and extra slim.
Yes. Yep,
that's you.
Like, I have to figure out which one of these.
So did you do it? What'd you do?
Well, that's the thing. You got to buy them when they're all pinned in with like half a dozen pins and da da da. So I got a slim.
You're safe.
It
with
seems
slim.
Okay.
I didn't know you guys had this problem too, because I know guys like me had this problem, but I had no clue it went the other direction.
Yes,
because I have been like a get the XL or the double X. You have to figure out which one's which. I had no clue slim and extra slim were mad at each other.
I didn't know it was a thing either. Till just last week. Yeah,
how extra slim can it get?
I don't
know. Is it just cut in after
it
the
is,
underarms?
At the hips. Yeah, or? No, yeah, like the like if you're very triangular shaped.
I'm guessing if you have the sort of a swimmer's body,
sure.
If you will.
Yeah, that's probably
where it really comes down in there. You know?
I just like how everything, every word we have to talk about clothes makes you feel terrible.
It does.
Are you triangle shaped? Are you slim or extra, extra slim?
Yeah.
I don't know.
3 bumps in the front, so that's not good. Like, I got to go over the FUPA twice.
Yeah.
Whatever's going on there. Yeah. There's no pants right now that are in style that complement it. The mom jeans, no.
No, you just got big shirts.
Too low rise becomes a muffin. I'm like, I just need a...
Yeah.
I really don't like the term FUPA.
You don't?
No, it just feels terrible.
There's a nice... We used to say booby-doo. Your belly stick out more than your booby do.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's
we used to
one.
Say that one. It's a little bit nicer, you know? Yeah.
Well, I have small boobs. This makes me feel bad.
Booby do, booby don't.
Okay. Well, while we're being so negative, we're going to stop being negative.
But old people.
We're going to start celebrating, and specifically, we're celebrating all those horny grandparents out there.
Nice.
Hey, Mommy, what's a G-spot?
Oh, my God, Jeffrey, where did you hear that word? I'm going to wash your mouth out with soap.
What did I do?
Did you hear that word on the internet?
No.
I know you didn't get that word from your father. He's sure as hell never heard of a G-spot.
Kids today grow up so fast. You try to protect them by monitoring where they go, what they watch, even who their friends are. But it still seems like unsavory characters have a way of finding them. And some of the most depraved elements of our society could be a lot closer than you think.
Well, is it true that it's almost impossible to find the G-spot in a missionary position? And what is the missionary position anyway? Is that the guy who backs up the shortstop?
All right, little man. You tell me where you're hearing all of this language right now.
Gosh, don't get sore at me, Mom. It's just some stuff I learned at Grandma and Grandpa's.
Yes, according to a new survey, senior citizens are more sexually active than ever. People in their 60s, 70s, and even their 80s are still doing the mattress mambo. And they don't care who knows about it.
Oh, Grandma, what are you baking? Can I have one? Please, pretty please, please, please.
Well, I guess one won't spoil your dinner.
Goody! Yay! Oh, yuck! That's gross! That's not a cookie or a gingerbread man!
No, dear. It's Oysters Rockefeller. See, your grandpa's been having trouble keeping the lead in his pencil lately. So I thought this might help. I read in Reader's Digest that it's nature's own Viagra.
Ugh.
While it may be true that sexuality is a vital and vibrant celebration of life, That doesn't change the fact that it's disgusting when it involves your grandmother. Dildos and doilies just don't go together.
Grandpa, would you read me a bedtime story?
Why, sure. Here's a good one. Dear Penthouse Forum, I never thought anything like this would happen to me. I'm a pizza delivery man in a small college town.
Ooh. Look out, kids, and be careful around the DVDs.
Hey, Grandpa, we want to watch a movie. Do you have Finding Nemo?
I don't think so. Let's see what we do have. You can watch Debbie Does Dialysis, Mallwalkers Gone Wild, or... pull it until the wrinkles come out.
I guess Mall Walker's Gone Wild.
So parents, do everything you can to preserve your children's innocence. Keep them away from their grandparents. This has been a public service announcement from the Frigamall Corporation, makers of Liver Spot Condoms. Liver Spot Condoms. So realistic, you'll forget you're wearing them.
Hey, Grandma, I've got your hard candy right here.
Oh, get it, Daddy, get it.
I mean, you end with Old Lady Christie. You cannot do any better than Old Lady Christie. Old Lady Christie and Southern Christie.
Aimed at Old Lady Chick. Chick. Yeah.
I mean, just the Old Lady Christie and Southern Christie, they're cousins, they're friends, they come out together. What a weird, you know it's going to be a good bit when the first line is, what's a G-spot? You know you're in for a good time.
Yeah.
And it's a little kid saying it.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
was that Bass Talk? Was that Mark Rorman as the voice?
No, it was James Sibley.
Oh, no kidding.
Comedian James Sibley,
Yeah.
That was it, because it does kind of sound like Mark Christopher Rorman.
A little
there.
Bit.
It does.
Yeah, yeah.
It does a little
no,
bit.
No, that was James.
Oh, okay, yeah, now I hear it, absolutely.
Southern Gentleman.
So yes. So that bit does my favorite thing. When I was starting off, like, learning about comedy, I think this was, like, one of my first or second classes at Second City, we talked about old people and how to make fun of old people. And immediately, like, everyone's like, oh, I'm old, I'm going to grab my walker. Like, we're doing, like, object right. work, like a pretend walker or whatever. And I had this one teacher that was just like, when you're making fun of old people... Like, you can go walker, you can go cane. That's an option. You can do that, but it's kind of easy, and you're kind of making fun. Like, you wouldn't make fun of your own grandpa for not being able to walk
sure.
around easily, right?
Right,
right.
And so they just told me this thing that totally changed my life in the world of making fun of old people. They were like, just go horny. Just, like, go. When you're playing, if you're playing an old lady, be like, I gave Herbert Hoover an over-the-pans hand job. Like, stuff like that. They were like, that is my favorite route. Because there's a whole, okay. like, sexuality, people think that now it's so explicit, but sexuality has always been there.
Yeah.
So if you can talk about how people were horny in the 30s,
yeah.
try that instead of making fun of walkers.
Yeah.
And that really changed.
There's a ridiculousness to us that are younger about it, I
yeah.
feel.
Mm-hmm.
I'm uncomfortable, though, thinking about 80-year-olds, you know.
Banging.
Yeah, it's just, it's crusty, right? You know?
I hope not.
That's another terrible word.
I mean,
lubricants for those things, right? I mean.
And they've been doing it longer than any of us.
That's true.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The most well-versed person in the world of sexuality.
Yeah, they created all of us.
They created all of us. They created all this. I don't know. I just wanted to imagine you guys. I just wanted to watch you guys imagine old people going at it, you know?
Yeah, I guess I was. I didn't even think about old people doing it until I heard that STDs are highest in old folks' homes.
How did they get in to begin with? That's what I wonder.
Some
dirty old man.
Oh, it had to be the guy.
I'm going to claim it's the guy because I think I'm gonna go guy.
Well, I would imagine.
Maybe not. Maybe it's a girl.
I would think when you're admitted, they run a couple of medical
tests.
Yeah,
they would know.
So they should probably test you for that when you're admitted. And then they should probably also test, you know, the people working in the cafeteria, you know?
Yeah.
Let's say the cornbread's extra good one day. Grandma wants to go get a bite. She meets... She meets the young man that made it. Is this not spicing up?
It is. I'm uncomfortable.
You guys getting what's going down right now?
Yeah.
Is she, if I can quote the bit, is she looking for someone with a little more lead in her pencil?
Yeah.
I love that term. That makes me laugh.
But yeah, I think whenever it goes to like comedy to like roasting, whatever that is, I always go dirty instead of going like making fun of someone for being limited mobility is not funny when you think about it. Like making fun of someone for using a walker. But every time, if you go to like an improv show or whatever, I guarantee you if there's an old person scene, one kid's going to have the fake walker and they're going at it. It's so much fun to go just weird, old, horny people.
Yeah. I always put, whenever I think of old people, I always think of making things like adding an S. Like Kroger's,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Arby's.
Already has one. McDonald's. No.
But
Myers.
Myers. Well, Chick says.
This is what I said, saying though.
Chick says, like, I'm going to get an Arby's.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
So when he says that,
or that
he
feels
says,
inappropriate.
Yeah, yeah, you know. Yeah. Well, I mean, misplaced. It's just, yes, mm-hmm. But it's just, and I'm not saying that he's old, but I mean, he is.
He's
old.
He's kind of old.
Yeah. There we go. But, you heard it here first. Jess thinks Chick is old.
I kind of do. Yeah.
Here, let's relive that ending again. Do you want to hear?
Yeah,
this?
Go ahead.
Forget your wearing it. Hey, Grandma, I got your hard candy right here.
Oh, get it, Daddy, get it.
Why does she sound so scared?
Get it.
And you thought it was just Chick had the line to go out.
Right.
You know, just a nice, somewhat soft line about the hard candy. And then,
I don't know. That's weird hearing them, like, with their old people voices.
I love it.
You know what's fun?
I love it.
It reminds me of a joke that Brent Terhune does on the road. So if you're a fan of Brent Terhune, go watch him on the road and maybe tweet at me if you know the joke that I'm talking about. Because he does this sort of older, like, sexy kind of Tom voice.
Yeah.
And I want to ask him if that's influenced by Christy Lee's old lady voice at all.
Oh, okay.
That one you just did sounds very Family Guy. Who's the perv in Family Guy?
Oh, I think, is his name the creepy guy?
Hey, Chris, gotta stretch those hands.
Yeah, there we go.
No, that's Adam Sandler.
No. He's
You look like you killed the back of the bus with those impressions,
Sorry.
You know, on a field trip.
I was so annoying. Going people probably from, hated me.
On the going to a softball game, you're in the back. I think I did Scooby-Doo there. I think I was wrong.
By the way,
I was hanging out with somebody, and they said, you know, from the show Scooby-Dooby. I laughed for 10 minutes. Like one thing wrong, they had a doobie to the end of it.
Oh, yeah.
And it made me laugh and laugh. Okay, Scooby Dooby. That's for you now, too. So, this is our next bit. Here's another blockbuster that's a knockoff from The Bob and Tom Show.
My God, you mean you've got a Rex?
Yes, we've got a Rex. He's right over there.
Oh, my gosh, look at him. He's huge. How old is he?
Oh, at least 65. You know, we don't even know for sure.
This summer, you won't believe your eyes. From Steven Spielberg, the story of a theme park that time forgot. Geriatric Park.
Hey, Rex, come over here.
Hey, what's it?
We found Rex wandering around the mall early one morning. He's been here since the inception of Geriatric Park.
That's it. Hey, what you found?
What's he doing with that metal device?
Well, it's some sort of apparatus that we believe he uses to hunt. Oh, watch him when it makes that beeping sound.
Hey, look at this. A shiny penny. Yogreamer! Hey, what's he?
Come along, let's get in the tram and I'll show you the other pavilion.
Oh my gosh, a 63 Buick. I haven't seen one of these things in years.
Yes, it's to make them feel as if they're in their natural habitat.
Hey, your left turn signal stuck on.
We found they like it that way.
Oh my gosh, there's a whole herd of them. Where are they heading?
It's feeding time. They're going to the smorgasbord cafeteria. We find that for some reason they like the meal more if they wait in line and the food is set out under bright light.
Are they herbivores or carnivores?
Well, they're mostly herbivores, although we discovered that if we cut the meat up into little pieces for them, they enjoy it more.
Oh my gosh! Doctor, look over here at these tracks. Is this some sort of quadruped?
No, those are just walker tracks. You'll see those quite often. Now, let's head over.
No, look out! That big one's attacking!
You!
Where's my World's Fair spoon? I want my spoon! Come here, boy!
Hold on, I'll distract him.
Hey, look over there! It's Vic Damone!
Vic Damone? Really? I love him. I saw him at the Starlight Music back in 1962.
That was close.
Hey, check out these fossilized teeth I found. What type of creature did these come from?
Oh, those are Rex's.
Hey, Rex, here's your dentures. Where's my paw grip? I want scrambled eggs. I don't feel very good. Oh, Kramer. Hey, what's he?
Come see the thriller of this summer, Kramer, Geriatric what's Park. Rated PG-65.
Hey, what's this?
There you have it, Geriatric Park.
It was well done. It was really nice. I enjoyed it. Hitting all the tabs there.
Old Gray Mare, that comes up in another old.
Yeah, I've seen that too.
The one where they're don't wander out of the yard.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
There was a couple I didn't use today because they play them a lot.
Invisible fence.
Invisible leash.
Invisible leash. Yeah, so that one is like, that probably came out in what, the 90s? Because around the time is Jurassic Park?
93.
And so... they're using, those are old references they wrote in 93, and then we're hearing them now.
Right.
Who's Vic Damone?
I mean, I have no idea.
An American singer, born in 1928.
Okay.
I thought he was somebody from The Sopranos.
but it was prior to Sopranos.
No, I know, but then my head, I've been, that's all.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's right, you're a little Sopranos. Yeah, right.
Also, you had to look that up, though, right?
Oh, for sure.
Okay, I was like, never, you're not that much of an old soul that you just know Vic Damone off the top of your head. That'd be brutal.
That would be cool, but
wait,
no.
Wait, was a singer from when?
He was born in 1928. He's known for traditional pop and big band singer.
Okay.
Actor. Radio and television. Well, television.
That explains why he's
Scooby Dooby.
Scooby Dooby, baby. Scooby Dooby. What are you saying, Jess?
No, it just that sounds like he hits all the spots where Tom liked.
So who would be like, who's the big band guy on PBS?
Brian Setzer.
No.
Like Michael Bublé, you mean?
No. More of an older orchestra. And they still play him. He's long dead. But I still see him on PBS now and then. Sorry, I'm the old
guy
one
on
here.
Grease?
It's not Frank Sinatra, is it?
No. I would remember that one. I'll think of it and we'll come back to it. Sorry.
Yeah, no, you're good. Yeah, but it's just, that is definitely, those are old, old references. I don't think that we were going to get any of them.
Has anyone seen the Movies That Made Us on Netflix series?
Oh, I've seen it. I haven't watched it.
There's a Jurassic
yet.
Park one that's really good. Just watched it last week, actually.
Cool.
Because at that time, those graphics with the dinosaurs were insane. And there was like one dude who decided when they told him not to. He's like, I'm doing this. And he figured it out and then showed them and blew their minds. And that it became in the movie.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That is cool.
You won't like the guy because he's really arrogant. But hey, he gave us some cool movies.
I was scared of Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
You were pretty young.
Kindergarten, first grade, something about dinosaurs. I'm like, no, thank you. Give me The Land Before Time.
Those little baby dinosaurs.
I liked them. They were cute.
I'd watch Tales from the Crypt, but dinosaurs, eeks.
Yeah, there was a lot. When I was a kid, there was so many dinosaur things. There was the show with the dinosaurs, like the live action dinosaurs.
Oh, no, that's fantastic.
Yeah, pretty fun. Is John Goodman the dad in that, or was that just inspired by John Goodman?
No, it looks like him with the flannel.
He just wears a flannel,
Jessica Walter was the mom.
Okay, cool.
Not the mama. Mm-hmm. I remember that. We had that doll.
You did?
Yeah. One of my siblings did. I don't know.
Yeah, there was just so much dinosaur stuff when I was growing up.
That's
They just did another Jurassic Park, right?
Yeah, and then there's a Jurassic Park.
Jurassic World.
Is that a cartoon?
No, the ones with the good-looking guy. Chris Pratt is Jurassic World.
That's cool. We know your type a little bit. That's nice. Could people behind the curtain?
My nieces watch this Jurassic Park cartoon.
Oh,
where
okay,
it's
cool.
Like they're in the park, and then the dinosaurs get loose, and then the kids try to figure out how to get away from the and I was like, this is every episode. I can't take this crap anymore.
Well, yeah, that's definitely a fun bit. I have not heard that one in a long time.
And shout out to Steve Wilmus. He was the announcer guy, if
Thank you
will.
I was like, whose voice is that? He sounds like every trailer voice you hear.
As the station was growing here with the show, late 80s, early 90s, Steve Wilmus was the guy, and he had like just perfect radio voice, announcer, and he did a lot of production. And he actually was, I think, Tim Denniston's mentor. Aww. As Tim came in, Steve and him may have overlapped for a bit, I think, and I hope I'm saying that right. Hmm. But really, really cool guy and obviously very talented.
Do you want to hear what it sounded like when they met each other for the first time?
Yes.
Like, hello, how are you? And hello, I'm good. How are you?
Because they both have perfect.
In a world where we met.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they both have like perfect radio. I didn't nail it, but I had a pretty good try there.
We got it.
Okay, cool. I'm glad I gave it a shot. Well, I've often said that Chick will kill it in the senior living community, and I still think that's true. But this next one is Patty G singing about a senior living community.
Getting a sponge bath from one of the cute staff. All of us covered in lanacane. Plugged in my CPAP. Taking the long nap. Check my leg, there's a new spider vein. Wasting away again in Margaritaville. Searching for my lost Epsom salt. Some people claim that it's my memory to blame, but I don't know. What was I talking about? I'm taking meds often to harden and soften. Waiting all day for a big number two.
Oh, God.
My nurse is a beauty, a Cubano cutie. How I got here, I haven't a clue. Sure. Wasting away again in Margaritaville. Searching for my lost Epsom salt.
Woo! Salt, salt, salt.
Some people claim that it's my memory to blame. Some people claim that it's my memory to blame.
I said,
I don't know.
It's my memory.
What was I talking about? Blew out my walker. My roommate's a talker. Broke my hip. Now I'm here all alone. But there's pills in the grinder. And my nurse, I'll remind her for that numbing concoction that helps me hang on. Everybody! Wasting away again in Margaritaville.
For the aged.
Searching for my lost Epsom salt.
Salt, salt.
Some people claim that it's my memory to blame. I don't know. What was I talking about?
Yes.
Yeah, great job.
To quote the great Chick McGee, never had one lesson. But boy, does he do good with that slide whistle.
Nails it there.
Mm-hmm. That's, and then I like in that final chorus that they sing, he says, wasted away, get a Margaritaville. And then my dad says, for the aged, which in my head, he wanted Pat to put that into the song.
Yes.
Pat didn't change it in the edit. And he was like, well, I got one shot here. I might as well get this out. Mm-hmm. So he threw it out there to make it work. Okay. That's real fun. That's real cute.
Yeah.
Was that Pat's song that he made originally or parodied, or did him and Tom work on that together? In the very beginning.
So, wait, really quickly. You know that's a parody of Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville,
yes.
Right? Okay, cool.
But I
just
know
making
if it
sure.
Was only Pat that worked on this, or if this is
Tom if it was
Pat,
like for the show. I don't know.
Collaboration.
Because I think you're getting at it. Kind of feels like a Pat only thing. Like he had
a
it already.
Bit. Yeah. Not as many butt things. But
yes,
there was,
that's exactly where I was thinking.
Yeah.
By the way, Pat has so many people, so many songs rather, about old people getting nasty.
First date.
Between this one and First Date.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the fact that there's two,
there might even be another one. I got to think about it.
Yeah, that's possible.
Good Beaver Gone Bad, in a way, is kind of about an
that's
aging love life.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. By the way, Pat's new project coming out very soon.
What
we'll
a
plug
brilliant
it on here.
Line.
Yeah.
He's the greatest.
Good Beaver Gone Bad.
Yeah, man. He's those... Those dirty songs, they're like have you ever seen Pat live? I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Seeing Pat do that live, it is insane. Mm-hmm. People are losing their mind. It seems like he's doing the regular Margaritaville that people get so into it.
Yeah.
It's so hard to do music comedy and have it be high energy, have people still on their feet. And man, he just kills it there.
Go ahead. The last live show I saw him at, people were yelling at Gardner Minshew for him to do. And he's like, I don't have that in front of me.
Right.
And then at the Electric Amish this past weekend, someone yelled out Gardner Minshew.
Oh my gosh.
So it's with so many listeners in their hearts forever.
Before the show I did with Kostaki, they're ooh, ooh, ooh. It was just playing before we came up. And I was just like, I turned to my friend Colin and I was like, hey, it's the, and I was like, oh, he doesn't listen to the show. But like that song has been ruined for me because of Gardner Minshew.
That's true.
It's great.
I'd like to say a word about Jimmy Buffett.
Go ahead.
Can't stand him.
Really?
I can't imagine how awful and how much I would hate life if you drug me to a Jimmy Buffett concert.
Yeah.
It changes when you're there, though.
No, it doesn't.
Because it's the vibe, and you're just like going, everyone's having fun, and they're
there's
smiling,
no way.
So whatever.
No way. I can't stand it. I have friends who love him, and I'm like, that's fine, but that's a big strike against them.
Yeah, I went to one once to go. Mm-hmm. And I won't go back.
Oh, so it's not that great of experience. So you don't want to go back.
No, it's just not. It's just not my thing. It's not my thing. But I don't hate Jimmy Buffett music or songs. But I feel the same way about Dave Matthews Band. I was like, you all are doing too much. And so I was like, it's the last time I'm going to hang out with you folks.
Jimmy Buffett, great guy. I think he's a really good dude. Mm-hmm. Music, no thanks.
Right.
Like, no. And I love music of all kinds, but just that I could do without.
Yeah.
You know what, man? I don't want to make any assumptions here, but I know you don't drink. I think you may need four beers.
It could be.
Jimmy Buffett.
Absolutely.
I don't know. I was still drinking when I went, and I still didn't like it.
That said, though, if you give me like four beers and like a nice like 72 degree day with a breeze, I'll watch any concert there is.
Sure.
I could watch the worst. I would watch Russian, like a Russian choir, people doing Gregorian chants.
Okay.
If it's nice outside and I'm a little drunk, I'll watch anything.
Yeah.
So help me out. What does the alcohol do that allows you to enjoy something you don't like?
It makes you not care that you're enjoying something that you don't like.
Yeah. It just makes
you still, I could go somewhere else and not enjoy it.
Right.
And not be there.
Yeah, well, I mean, the alcohol is...
Is this very narrow-minded of me?
No.
No, not at all.
I think it is.
No, that's the reason people drink, is to escape the things they don't like.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You loosen up.
Whether it's music or a spouse or, you know...
I was getting ready to go.
Some childhood trauma, you're going to find a way to escape it.
Okay.
Be like, geez, I can't tell if I'm enjoying a cheeseburger in paradise or if I'm negotiating childhood trauma. Either way, pretty fun day listening to Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah,
I like being at anywhere. I'm with Alzi on this one. I'm just with the vibe. I will go to a place. If it's outdoor, people are having fun, I'm going to have fun.
Like, never listened to Fish before, but I went to the Fish concert recently.
Yeah?
And that, I mean, Dave Matthews, there's people dancing where it's kind of like, excuse me, stay out of my space. Fish, it was terrifying because everyone is like taking up, it's like they're just running, they're doing just a Running Man for 2 hours, just like hanging out by themselves, jamming. I'm like, what are you doing? But again, the band was really good and talented, so I was lucky enough to actually have a chair to sit in.
Oh, that's cool.
Which you're not in the lawn, but when we went to the lawn to get a better view, it was terrifying to get
there. It's individual mosh pit energy at a Fish concert. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like it's violent, it's a little bit scary, but everybody's by them on their own.
Yeah.
Like it's not the mass together.
No one's mean.
You said, nice, all these people, what are you doing? They're doing mushrooms.
Yes.
It's an easy answer to that question.
They are doing mushrooms.
In the same way you need four beers for Jimmy Buffett, you might need a little bit of the fungi to go to Fish, if you know what I'm saying.
Is John Mayer with Fish?
He's with Grateful Dead.
Dead and Co.
I never made it happen, but they were in town. I really wanted to do a remote where I went to the Dead and Co. lot and I was going to ask people Grateful Dead trivia, but it was all just John Mayer trivia. And I didn't get to do it, but I wanted to do it so bad. I thought I just wanted some dad in flip flops to throw his flip flop at me.
Right.
I think I would have gotten a real kick about that. If I was asking him questions about daughters, it would have been real funny.
I just remember Tom did that. He did some interviews of the crowd.
Yeah.
Actually pretty, I mean, what's his face? Jerry Garcia died soon after he was here in India, I want to say.
Like 93 Deer Creek, right? Around then?
Yeah, maybe 94, 95, something in there. Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, there's a couple hippies out there crying that we don't know the date of Jerry Garcia's death, so we do apologize. Sorry.
By the way, Lawrence Welk was who I was talking about.
Oh,
the big band guy.
You're right.
On PBS.
Yep, sorry, buddy.
I'm looking your way. Those two might not. She has no clue what I'm talking about.
That's okay. Yes, I do, actually.
Lawrence
know.
Welk.
Yep,
so.
Yep, thank you.
You Gen Xers out there probably know who I'm talking about.
If you do, Laurence Olivier. That's right, Sir Lawrence Olivier.
Nice.
Whatever.
That wasn't me.
You got the button. Okay, well, that was great. And now this is a great one from the Bob and Tom Players.
Coming soon to Bob and Tom TV, it's the next great miniseries. If you like shows like 24 and Prison Break, you're going to love this show.
We're breaking out of here.
What?
I said we're breaking out of here.
What?
It's Nursing Home Breakout, the story of two brothers determined to break free of the bonds of assisted living. Watch each week as they plan and then execute their escape.
What's the plan again?
What plan?
The escape plan.
Oh, that. Look, I have the plans to the nursing home tattooed on my body.
Oh, my God. Shut your robe. Nobody wants to look at that.
Hey, why don't you bring that on over here? You can be my nursing home bitch.
Critics are calling Nursing Home Breakout a continuing drama with a wrinkle. And the best thing about the show is, if you miss four or five episodes, it won't make much of a difference. In week one, you'll hear...
We're only 25 feet from the door now. Let's get a move on.
And then in week six, you'll hear...
We're only 24 feet from the door now. Let's hustle.
Nursing Home Breakout. Critics are saying it will move you more than a glass of Metamucil.
Look, I turned my upper plate into a shank.
Don't miss Nursing Home Breakout, only on Bob and Tom Television. And coming soon from Bob and Tom TV, it's the senior citizens version of Lost.
Oh, is this my house?
Get off my porch, old man.
Oh, guess not.
It's Grandpa's Lost, only on Bob and Tom Television.
that blows.
I don't know if you would have liked that one as much as the original Lost.
I just like the name. That was so silly to me that it's the nursing home version of Lost. And I was curious. I thought it was going to be a one-word joke. I thought it was going to be something, but it was just Grandpa's Lost. Don't work too hard for the comedy. And that tickled me. That scratched me right where I itch. Silly. And then a little cameo from our pal Jason Offset's on there.
I did have a little in there. Yeah. Bob, Tom, and Chick were all in there.
That's fun.
And that was back in the day when Chick was a little bit of a, played the other side of the street, if you will.
Oh.
That narrative was always in there, or Tom was forcing that narrative.
Bus station chick.
Yes,
yeah.
Bus station. That's best put that way.
I'll make you my nursing home bitch.
Yeah, that was a little aggressive.
Nursing home bitch is those three words together are powerful. I don't know.
Yeah. It's funny. Chick has said multiple times, he said, you know, I never knew how it was going to go down. I was glad when Josh joined the cast. He said, but I don't know if I enjoy anything more than Josh being on the receiving end of Tom's,
yeah.
You know, Tom's, I don't know, jabs, whatever you want to say.
Yeah, yeah.
For years, Chick was like, and now I just get to sit back and watch it happen to somebody else.
Dude, it's great, yeah. You don't want to catch one of those jabs. You catch one of those.
Yeah.
Man, last week they were talking about, or maybe it was early this week, if Josh were to ride a go-kart.
Oh, yeah.
Did Tom immediately turn red with laughter?
Yeah, and it basically, and I think then Josh does the classic. He jumps in and makes it funnier than anybody else.
Right,
are we going to call it? A stop cart?
Oh,
if he
nice.
Got on it, yeah.
Nice.
I had a couple fun ones. I just said it was a shopping cart full of frozen pizza.
Oh, I like that.
I'm pretty sure only Godwin heard it, but we had a good time going over it.
That's funny.
Oh, no, and then he said he should get a go-kart, and then I said you could get a go-gurt. Even meaner.
Oh, yes,
yeah.
Say that, yes.
I had fun that. Sometimes you got to have a little fun with your pal there, Josh.
Right. Do you guys do the go-gurt?
I don't. I
God,
do when I was a
no.
kid.
Yeah.
Jeez, no.
Oh, It's like
just sugar.
It's just, yeah, it's, for me, it's just sugar.
Dairy sugar. I mean,
yeah, it's all the things you don't need. Yeah, that's true. Just have ice cream.
Kind of.
Maybe I'll have ice cream for dinner.
Oh, my gosh. Ice cream has never missed in the history of the world. We've talked about it before. We drive by gas stations and grocery stores all day long, and we don't buy ice cream. The self-control we all exercise on a daily basis is astounding.
I know.
And you should reward yourself with a little bit of ice cream.
I've been having a day. I walked out of my office earlier and I was like, you guys, I don't know if I'm going to cry or if I want to eat. I don't know. And now that's all I've thought about all day is like, I've held back the tears and what am I going to eat next? Like, that's it. That's been the day.
Birthday cake ice cream.
Yeah,
it's
that's the best. Yeah, birthday cake.
It tastes like cake and you're eating ice cream.
Yeah, go crazy today.
Go
for lunch and get chicken wings and get pizza and then finish it off with ice cream. Lose your mind. You'll figure it out tomorrow.
She just needs a hug.
No, I don't want you to touch me.
Earlier you did.
I
thought you were starved.
I am touch starved 100%. But I don't want to be touched.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is like...
Well,
like,
am I getting the...
Like, love me, don't touch me.
No,
like,
you're fine. This is a classic guy move, is that we think we can help.
Don't fix it.
And right now, last week, my mom had a day, and then I was talking to her, and then at the end, she just goes, by the way, thank you so much for not trying to help, and just for sitting there and listening. And I was like,
I know
my role.
So here's the thing. So when just, you know what? This is a little bit of advice. If your woman comes in, or a woman, or a guy.
Any woman.
Yeah, whatever.
Look,
yeah.
If we have a problem... And I'm just speaking for women because I am a woman. And there's a problem. Ask, do you want me to listen? Do you want me to fix it? What do you want me to do? Do you want me to help you fix it? Do you want me to listen? That's where you start.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And when it comes down to it, those are your only two options.
It is.
And so you laid it out there.
Or do you want a bone? That's a third option.
Yeah.
I think that's a fair option.
Mm-hmm.
Like these three things.
Mm-hmm.
After you listen.
Mm-hmm.
Or no, just sometimes you don't even want to. You don't even want to talk. Just go straight for the bone.
Wow, I was gonna say something.
So funny. I was gonna say bone again.
Yeah. My solution is usually if I have a thing that I can't help with women, I'll usually just say that sucks. But then once we brought the sexual thing into it, I didn't want to say that sucks in that context.
Oh yeah.
You got a little tricky. Right, you got a little dicey there.
Yeah, but you know what? That is like you just that's too bad. I hate that for you. Whatever you say. Yeah.
Yeah.
is safe to say right now?
Jason, these are the answers. No one knows these answers. It's okay. You could take your time.
Yeah,
but here's the thing. I'm a bit of a fixer, and not that I can fix your problems or
who you
are. No,
but you're logical.
But I'm logical, and I can kind of help the situation.
Sure.
And my thing is I always try to avoid the chaos to begin with.
Right.
You know, do the right thing in the now to avoid stuff later.
Yes.
And a lot of times other people screw things up, and then I don't know what to do with myself.
No.
People are the worst.
They are. Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes you just, and that's a mantra of mine in therapy that sometimes you just got to sit in your mess. You made a mess and you got to sit in your mess. You can't escape it. You can't talk out of it. You can't fix it. You just got to sit in it.
And here's my thing.
Yeah.
I don't like sitting in messes.
No. So you don't make messes.
I try not to make messes. I'm not saying messes don't happen.
Right.
But I try not to make them.
Right. Know? Yeah, sometimes you got to make friends with your mess or with your feelings or whatever that you're trying to avoid, and you just got to sit there.
Are we still talking about what's going on today, or are we in a whole new area now?
You guys, my headspace is...
It's okay.
She's talking about the old people sometimes also have to sit in their own mess.
They do, exactly. So, thank you, Jez.
Mm-hmm. It's...
Sometimes they got to sit in their mess, and then you got to call the Department of Health, and then the authorities are involved.
You can get a Life Alert or Apple Watch to help out with that. Yeah, there's more options now.
Speaking of making a mess, I might have been able to fix your situation earlier because... did you go to the restroom right before the podcast?
Yes, and you were in the... Old women, the women's, what once was the woman's restroom.
And you actually went in the lady or the old men's?
Yeah, I go in the men's restroom if the women's is occupied.
Does anyone else do that?
I've never gone to the men's restroom.
Are you serious?
I never have here. I don't know why. There's a mental thing that I have where if I'm told this is the toilet I go to, that's the one I go to.
Really?
And if it's occupied, I go to the other building.
Time out! You a-holes use our bathroom all the time.
Yes.
Why would I not be able to go in the men's?
That's what I'm asking. It just seems odd that I think you're the only one doing it.
What?
Well, no, I think other people will.
I think it's happening because it's force of habit. I'm telling you, Jess, please keep using that because we need to break
I don't think
this
Christy's
cycle.
Using that one.
She what? Has before, I think.
I think Christy doesn't do no it because she thinks it's gross in there. I think that she's probably just been in here enough years.
All you boys are pooing in ours, and it's more gross than the ladies.
But here's the thing. I guarantee you I am a 50-50 bathroom user in the those two bathrooms.
Well, here's the problem. I knew that somebody else had already just gone in there.
Did he drop a deuce before I went in there?
Yeah.
It was a little hazy in there.
So here's what I'm getting at. And this is a thing we used to do in college. Like if you ever, like if a door is accidentally left unlocked and mm-hmm. someone comes in onto someone else in a bathroom, who's the embarrassed one?
The person on the toilet.
No, the person coming in.
Really?
I think it's probably equal.
Oh, because you're where you're supposed to be.
I'm fine.
Yeah.
And I wish as I was, because I just went real quick in what was the ladies, mm-hmm. and I wish I'd have left it open because I heard you hit it. And if you would have come
I'm
in.
Glad you didn't.
Because you would have laughed so hard.
Yes, no, but because sometimes I think when the big show's going on, people leave the door unlocked just for content.
Oh, no.
I think it's happened.
Josh? Is it Josh who does that?
Yes, and I think Josh has done it. I know Chick has done it. I think everybody's done it quickly, not realizing, and then it ends up being funny.
It's the person most embarrassed. Let me know on Twitter. Who's most embarrassed, the person in the bathroom or the person accidentally
I think it depends
in?
On who's who.
It's on the toilet. Yeah. I literally sit, when I'm on the toilet, I'm watching that door, and I'm basically covering the entire time just in case.
You're neurotic, and though.
Yeah, and I double tap the lock to make sure it's not. So I lock it, and then I unlock it, then I lock it. It's
oh,
like,
good God.
I didn't know. I thought we all just used all the bathrooms.
Yeah.
I'm weird. Like
listen,
that.
I'm not saying what you're doing is wrong. I'm just saying you're the odd one out. I applaud you for going in there.
Yeah, no, I'm going to go to
I just have. I know she didn't.
There's
and
two.
And I
no
feel like
lady.
Christy didn't as well. You're the only three.
Yeah, but we're the three late. Well, Amy comes in
well,
sometimes.
An ace, but you never know where he goes. He, she goes.
What are
Sorry,
you doing?
Any choice. He didn't turn off my machine today. I was mad.
Oh, I heard you yell about that.
I didn't yell.
I mean, I heard you make a comment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I didn't know who it was.
It was very passive aggressive, which I'm not good at.
Being passive. No, you're just downright
I'm just aggressive.
You're aggressive aggressive.
I'll keep a subtle grudge for years and then I'll just bury it. Yeah. I love a little passive aggressivity. That's like passive aggression. That's
there you go. That's okay. I liked that spin, what you just did there. That's nice.
All right, gang. We got one more bit.
Okay.
It's a quick bonus from way back in the archive.
Look, Dad. You're going to like Fading Acres Retirement Home.
Look,
we've gone through this before. You're going to like Fading Acres. You get 3 square meals a day. You got a lot of people to talk to. You get lots of rest, sunshine. You got crafts. And look, you can watch TV from 6 to 8 every Monday through Friday.
Yeah, I suppose you're right, Tommy. Well,
look, Dad, I got to go. I got to catch a plane.
Well, wait a minute.
The cab will take you back to the home.
All right. Well, here's a little something for you.
Dad, that's great. I mean, a gift for me. It's all nicely wrapped. What is it?
It's just a box of prunes. You can enjoy them on the plane.
What?
Prunes.
Prunes?
Yeah, prunes.
Gee, Dad, thanks for the gift.
Yeah, no problem.
Sir, leave your bags on the x-ray counter and step through the security metal detector.
It's just a box of prunes for my dad.
Mm-hmm. Hold it. There's a gun in that gift box.
Hey, spread them, buddy.
I need a gun. Hey, look, this is some kind of a joke. It's a gift from my father.
Oh, yeah, smartass. What do you call this little bag here in the envelope? What's this? White powder? Probably cocaine? Up against the wall! A few days later. Dear Sean, I'm writing you this letter while you're in prison from our lakeside home. I escaped from the old retirement home. Yeah, I hope you're enjoying your 3 square meals a day, all the TV you want, lots of sunshine and crafts. Oh, by the way, I saw your wife the other day in a real nice bikini with your best friend Bill. I'm pretty sure she's sleeping with him. Say hi to Bubba, your boyfriend, for me. Love, Dad.
Your dad. He's never too old to... with you.
This message brought to you by the American Prune Foundation. If you want to really on someone, say it with prunes.
That was lovely. That was a weird little bit, man.
I didn't see that coming.
Is that a Salji in there, I believe?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Dad.
Yeah, he plays a couple parts in there. I think he was one of the cops or other people in there as well. Yeah.
Yeah, and
this
heard...
This may even predated Dean, I wonder.
Oh, wow.
I thought Dean was the security guy.
Maybe he was. Was he?
Did that sound like him? So that puts us, what, late 80s, early 90s? Yeah.
Yeah. Mid to late 80s, I would say.
That is wild, man.
The irony of it, it could be future Willie dealing with future Tom someday.
Oh, my gosh. That is a topic that I don't want to talk about at all, ever. Oh, my goodness.
No. No way. That's something for your little sisters to worry about. Don't worry about it.
Oh, you know what? You're right.
Yeah, I hope so. God, I hope that Finn's
funny.
That's
not on you.
That would be, yeah. If Finn, she gets hilarious, she steps in here, and then I get to retire a quiet life as a barista, you know?
Is that what you want to do?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Do you have a weird job that you want to do that, you know, like it really isn't what you would do at all?
Ski instructor for little kids, maybe.
Okay.
I could see myself doing that. I mean, just working at a camp.
Right.
I could work at a camp for the rest of my life easily.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. But I love doing this. This is my favorite thing in the world.
Right.
I just don't want people on the internet to be mean to me. You know one of those things?
Oh, you just can't read the
You know
internet.
One of those things?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no. But this is the best. You know, what am I going to do? This is great.
Yeah.
What
did
you want to do? Was there anything else?
Oh,
random?
No. I always want to be doing something else. I was like, man, I envied the person that bags my groceries. I was like, this is what I need to be doing. I get to talk to somebody different every couple of minutes.
Like maybe Trader Joe's kind of.
No, they talk too much.
Okay, all right.
No.
You are correct.
Yeah, no,
That's
no, no.
That's why I brought it up.
Yeah,
I
don't know. Or like the lady in the supplements that knows all the supplements, and she just stands there and she's stocking things and she's turning everything the same direction. Like, that's a dream to me.
Jess, it just sounds like you want to go to the grocery store more often.
I do. I just, you know what? That's the thing. When my kids are gone and I have some that, what do? I go to the fancy grocery store. That's my favorite thing to do.
Yeah.
Drive downtown, pretend like I live in the city, walk to the grocery store. I have my little cart so I can take my groceries back to my car on the street.
Can you name what the fancy grocery store is?
Well, there's a couple. There's some local ones here. Whole Foods is the one.
Okay.
But there's a couple of places downtown, like Goose the Market, and there's one in Broad Ripple that I love to go to, and I don't know.
Go to Turketti's in Fountain Square, maybe go to Amelia's across the bridge, get some bread.
Get some bread. Mm-hmm. And they also have some really hard to find pantry items that I like to play with and try. And sometimes I just go in there and buy things and what can I make with this and stuff like that.
Wait, by the way, really quickly, you would love this. My new every Saturday for the last 4 weeks, I've just gone to the farmer's market alone.
You have? Which one are you going to?
I get the one by my place, and I get coffee, and I get these really good breakfast burritos, and I just have this weird lonely Saturday.
It's not
9:30 a.m. I'm sitting alone, drinking an iced coffee, eating a breakfast burrito, just watching this duo. It's just a guy who plays mandolin and a guy who plays guitar, and they're singing these old Irish songs, and I was like, this is it for me. This is my new life. I'm done waking up hungover. I'm done partying. I am going to be tame farmer's market Willie.
I haven't been to your farmer's market. I go to the one further north. That's the one I go to, because if you get there early, you can get in and get out really fast.
Mm-hmm.
But they have music.
Mine is farther
there.
North than that.
Yeah, yours is even further.
And I've gone
north
to mine by myself many times.
Oh, yeah. Care. But I get groceries there. But I mean, 9 o'clock, it starts to be
it's kind of nuts.
Like meetups, and I don't know, people, I don't know, dating app meets, that kind of stuff. You see a lot of that.
People go to dating app meets at farmers markets?
Well, yeah.
Oh, I don't want that at all. That's my weird little place where I can go and hang out with all the old people and be quiet.
No, but that's the thing. If you're not careful, you're going to find a girl who's sitting there with an iced coffee and a breakfast burrito watching the guy play the mandolin, and then you're going to fall in love and all hell will break loose.
If that happens, I'm in the group text so fast. You guys, it finally happened. Her name's Janice. Wrong name. I think I should have picked a different name. Damn it.
She's 63.
Yeah, she's old. Okay. Well, you know what? Let's move on there.
Well, I have any of you envision what you'd be like when you're older?
Oh, I can't wait.
I already feel like I am old.
I've been working my whole life to be that old lady.
Okay.
Like being a Nona and all the things. And I've always been older than I am, it feels like. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Well, fingers crossed, Max becomes a young father here in the next 2 years.
Okay, we're not doing that.
I was just joking. I thought I'd get at least a chuckle. I got nothing.
No,
I'm so sorry.
I have a lot. My sisters are much younger, so I have nieces that are toddlers right now. So I got the time to bridge that gap.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but I don't know. I don't know if my van-living son is going to end up being a father, so we'll see.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Grandma Hooker coming 2022.
Raising his kid in his converted van. Oh my God, Willie.
It's a reality show.
I know.
I'm sorry I said anything. Okay, well, we'll call it there. Thank you for listening. If you like it, review and subscribe wherever you listen. We'll see you next time.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone's senior writer, Brian Hyatt.
Now, here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just been handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.